The Census Bureau estimates that the number of people who lived in the United States on Census Day, April 1, 2000, was about 285 million. Commentator Ev Ehrlich says that answers one question, but leaves a mystery unsolved.
The most interesting thing about that 285 million figure is that it's big, considerably bigger than what the census bean counters expected. In fact, if you took the 1990 census, corrected it for its undercount, and then added in all the births and deaths and all the immigration and emigration since then, you would expect to find only 280 million people, 5 million less than the 2000 census accounted for. So that raises an interesting question in its own right. Where did these missing people come from? Statisticians and demographers have been wrestling with this. The most likely answer is that millions of uncounted and perhaps undocumented foreign workers entered the U.S. in the last decade. We can't be absolutely sure of that, but it's the only answer that solves the riddle. Immigration is primarily an economic phenomenon. Research demonstrates that there's a substantial number of immigrants, legal and otherwise, who move in and out of the country, often for brief periods of time, filling the holes in our economy. And while we think of immigration as being a Mexican border issue, we're also talking about programmers from India, engineers from the former Soviet Union, service workers from Ireland, and a host of people from different countries and with widely varying skills. These uncounted millions of foreign workers would explain another mystery: how the U.S. was able to achieve such low unemployment for so long without a stifling increase in labor costs. For the last several years, our economy has provided a job to virtually anyone who wanted one. But what's puzzling is that wages haven't increased even more than they did. The census numbers suggest that these millions of foreign workers all across the skill spectrum are the reason why. Today, cheap air travel can take new workers from Bombay or Dublin or Kiev to New York or LA or anywhere else in a matter of hours. The idea that labor shortages create cost pressures that cut off economic growth may be a thing of the past. In fact, immigrants who came here by hook or by crook may have accounted for 1 out of 10 or more of the jobs created in this decade. Their economic contribution places a tremendous burden on those who argue we'd be better off without them. Our world benefits not only from being open in terms of trade and investment, but in terms of people as well.
The comments of Ev Ehrlich, a former Undersecretary of Commerce. His newest novel is called Grant Speaks.